Chapter 16, 7:20 p.m. Their location popped up on the little screen, but it meant nothing to Chase. As he turned to ask Nicole for her address, a gust of wind lifted the bus completely off its tires. Just as suddenly, the bus slammed back on the road and started to tip. "On the floor!" Chase shouted above Rashawn's and Nicole's screams. He reached out and grabbed an arm. He couldn't tell who it belonged to, and pulled one of the girls to the floor. "Brace yourselves!" He wrapped his legs and arms around the steel seat rods, hoping Nicole and Rashawn had done the same. If they were lucky, the bus would simply land on its side. They weren't lucky. The bus rolled 3 times, maybe 4. It was impossible to tell in the dark with the deafening sound of screeching metal, shattering windows and terrified screams, including Chase's own. The bus came to a stop, but only long enough for Chase to reach out and grab his GPS. He glanced at the screen and saw a single black line surrounded by blue. The bus started to slide, front end first. "We're going into the water," he shouted, hoping someone was alive next to hear him. "Stay on this end of the bus. We'll use the emergency exit." No one responded. They were either too frightened to speak, unconscious, dead, or had tumbled to the front of the bus. The bus hit the water like a torpedo, pushing Chase's face into the seat frame. He felt a front tooth snap, followed by the coppery taste of blood. Frantically, he felt around for his go bag. He'd need the first aid kit and everything else in the bag if they survived the crash. He grabbed a handful of hair. "Ouch!" Chase spit out a mouthful of blood. "Nicole?" "Yeah." "Anything broken?" "I don't think so. You?" "Front tooth. Where's Rashawn?" "I'm next to Nicole," Rashawn said. "My go bag," Chase said. "I have it," Nicole said. "We're sinking. Give me the bag." Chase pulled a headlamp out of the side pocket, turned it on, and slipped it over his forehead. Nicole looked pale in the bright light. "You and Rashawn go through the emergency door and get to shore. It can't be too far." He pulled a second headlamp out and handed it to her. "What are you going to do?" Nicole asked, putting the headlamp on. "I'm going to check on the driver." They looked down the length of the bus. Water was gushing through the cracked windshield. "I'm a better swimmer," Nicole said. "I'm sure you are," Chase said, "but I'm stronger." "I'll go with you." "No. Get Rashawn to shore. I'll be right behind you. Go." The water was rising fast. The bus would be completely submerged within minutes. He made his way down the steep, slippery aisle, wondering how he was going to get the driver back up the aisle if the guy was unconscious. The driver was unconscious, slumped over the steering wheel. Chase pulled him up. There was a deep, ugly gash on the man's forehead oozing blood. Chase shouted at him, then tried to shake him awake. No response. After the lightning strike, he and his father had taken first aid classes 3 nights a week for months. By the time they'd finished, they could have become paramedics. He felt the man's neck for a pulse. He didn't feel one, but that didn't mean the driver was dead. Chase's hands were numb with cold. He felt his jagged tooth with his tongue and glanced up the aisle to the rear of the bus. Nicole had the emergency door open and was helping Rashawn through. The water was up to the driver's chest now and rising fast. Chase shouted and gave him another shake. The driver let out a weak moan just as the front end of the bus plunged completely underwater. Chase was washed backward in a rush of water. He managed to get a gulp of air just before he was slammed into one of the seats as the bus slipped sideways, then rolled. As the bus slid farther, he pulled his way up to the driver again and grabbed the man's arm. He tried to yank the driver free of the seat, but he wouldn't budge. "Seatbelt." Chase wasted several precious seconds trying to find the release. If he didn't get the driver to the surface on his first try, the driver would drown. If he didn't get to the surface himself in about 30 seconds, he would drown. Chase shrugged the pack off his back and unzipped one of the pockets. The bus settled to the bottom with a dull thump. Chase tried to keep the panic down. He couldn't afford to make a mistake. He pulled his knife out of the pocket and sliced the seatbelt in two places. The driver rose from the seat like a balloon and came to a stop against the door, blocking the exit. Chase knew he wouldn't make it to the emergency exit in the back of the bus with the driver in tow. That left the windshield. It was cracked in several places. He braced his back against a pole and was about to try to kick the windshield out when something dark and very big swam past outside. Chase couldn't tell what it was, but it frightened him so badly that he nearly sucked in a lungful of water. "Get a hold of yourself. Oxygen deprivation is making you see things." The windshield popped loose on the third kick. On the fourth, it came out of the frame and dropped into the dark water. With his lungs screaming for air, Chase grabbed the driver by his shirt collar and pulled him through the opening. Nicole was waiting for him. As soon as she'd seen the bus sink, she dived back into the water, leaving Rashawn to make it to shore on her own. She'd gotten to the bus just as Chase was pulling the driver through the windshield. She grabbed Chase's free arm, wrapped it around her neck, and kicked toward the surface. The second they broke the surface, Chase took a deep breath of air and started choking. Nicole helped him pull the driver's head above the water. "Can you swim on your own?" Nicole shouted. Chase could barely hear her above the howling wind. He nodded. Nicole wrapped her arm around the driver. "Follow me. The shore's close." They dragged the driver up on the bank where Rashawn was sitting, huddled under the first aid blanket. "We might need that blanket," Chase said. Rashawn took the blanket off and gave it to Nicole. "Is he alive?" "Not at the moment," Chase said, pushing the driver onto his stomach. "What does that mean?" Chase glimpsed his watch as he began pushing on the driver's back. It was 7:32.